Hello and welcome to the Slider Insider, a sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean and I'm your host. Let's get into episode number two. So a lot of news coming out in the last week since episode one. Some news from some of the tracks, series, drivers, some car reveals, and most importantly, we have some upcoming racing. So as I said previously, focus of the podcast here is going to be for now 410 wing sprint cars. And then eventually we'll work in some 360s and wingless things is my ultimate goal. And here we are, given the perfect opportunity. I figure I'll go ahead and throw it in this week as a opener here. We have some USCS races coming up this weekend down in Volusia, down Volusia Speedway. We'll be running the Germ-Free Expert Environments Southern Sprint Car Shootout. That'll be running on Thursday, January 26th, Friday, January 27th, and Saturday, January 28th. So for that format, January 26th looks to be a practice session running from 6:30 to 9. Friday will be 3,000 to win, and Saturday will be 5,000 to win. Sounds like they'll have a pretty good turnout for the race. Watching things on social media, a lot of drivers have made announcements that they're making their way down for that event. But the timing of it does time out pretty well with the other series coming up here in the coming weeks at Volusia. So it does seem like it's drawn some drivers from other series, and should be a good event. If you can't make it down in person, they will be broadcasting out on Dirt Vision. So I would highly recommend checking that out. It should be a pretty good race. Now, moving on to some other series. For the World of Outlaws, they had several drivers make announcements of joining full-time with the World of Outlaws for 2023. Some new driver announcements include Casey Kane and Brad Sweet from KKR Racing. Gio Selzy announced that he's going to go full-time racing with the World of Outlaws with KCP Racing for the 2023 season, going for Rookie of the Year honors. Brock Zierfoss, Spencer Baston also announced that they're going to be going full-time this year as well. So with those additions, the full list now is Logan Schuhart, Jacob Allen, Noah Gass, Bill Rose, Robbie Price, James McFadden, Casey Kane, Gio Selzy, Brock Zierfoss, Brad Sweet, Spencer Baston. For the High Limit Series, they announced a VIP package announcement for the Lernerville race. These will sell for $300 and will include a meet and greet with Kyle Larson and Brad Sweet, seats in the luxury box at Lernerville, pit passes, food and beverage, and a Lernerville gift pack. So an opportunity for a unique experience there. Couple other driver announcements. Mike Lutz Racing posted that they'll be racing with the High Limit Series, as well as competing at Attica and Fremont for the 2023 season. They'll also be starting off their season at the Lincoln Icebreaker. Justin Peck, who previously committed to the High Limit Series, announced that he's going to shoot for a 100 race schedule in 2023 with the Book 13. Said one of his goals this year is to get a win at Eldora, and said they'll be starting their season off with the All-Stars in Sonoma on February 2nd. For the Fast on Dirt series, Justin Clark announced he's going to commit full-time to the series in 2023. In previous years, Justin competed with the 305 series in and around Ohio. He's definitely one to keep an eye on with his experience of some of the tracks around Ohio and surrounding areas, as well as his seat time in the 305. I think he'll definitely be a strong competitor with the series this season. For the NARC series, I saw an update. Dylan Bloomfield posted a picture of a very sharp-looking 83V car and announced that he's going to commit full-time to the NARC series in 2023. Now, speaking of sharp-looking cars, a lot of paint schemes debuted over the last week on social media. Jacob Allen posted his new redesign with Lowy Insulation as a sponsor. It's a white car with blue and green trim. Logan Schuhart posting his, similar to previous years, but a little bit of a twist. the mainly red wing, white body, gray tail tank, and some blue trim. Danny Dietrich posting his redesign. A lot more blue to the car this year, with some red and white on the 48 car. Cole Macedo posted he's going to be driving the Charlton 21, which is black with some blue outline around the numbers. Carson McCarroll would be driving a black, orange, and white number 6. Justin Clark, which I previously mentioned, will be in the 78, which is black and blue. Danny Dietrich says that he's going to aim for racing 123 races this season, including the High Limit Series. He plans on starting with the All-Stars at Sonoya on February 2nd. Cole Macedo, in that previously mentioned Charlton 21, announced that they're going to run a true LL slate in 2023 with that team. Lachlan McHugh will be racing some races this year in the Deuce 5 Motorsports entry to race around Knoxville. And J.J. Hickel, who was previously in that ride, will move on to the Ceiling 97 for 2023. Moving on to schedules for the series and tracks I'm planning on covering regularly with the podcast here. The World of Outlaws kick things off on February 9th and then pick up regular competition on March 5th. The All-Stars kick things off on February 3rd. And then pick up regular action on April 7th. The High Limit Series kick things off on March 21st. IRA Bumper to Bumper Series kick things off on April 7th. Fast on Dirt Series kick things off on April 8th. The OVSCA start their season on April 18th. NARC 410 Series kick things off on March 18th. MOA Series join the IRA with their opener on April 7th. And then the Power Ice Bandit Outlaw Series kick things off on April 21st. For the individual tracks I'll be covering, their weekly competition, I got a few more tracks on here that I need to add to the calendar. But currently, for their 410 openers, I have Atomic down as March 18th. Fremont down is April 15th. Sharon starting on May 13th. Williams Grove on March 12th. Lincoln on February 25th. Port Royal on March 5th. Baps on March 26th. Lernerville on April 21st. Mercer on April 29th. Grandview on June 27th. Knoxville on April 15th. And Huset's on May 14th. Some of the series and track schedules are preliminary, so of course they are subject to change. So as any dates get added, taken away, or changed, I'll try to update you on those throughout the season here. Things are shaping up pretty good though. Most tracks do have their preliminary schedule out. Waiting on a couple others, but overall we're looking pretty good there. So with that, I think I'll go ahead and wrap up the podcast for this week. Format this week was a little shorter than what I'm aiming for, but did have some news items come out this week that I wanted to get out there, some schedule updates with some of the tracks and series. And then also the USCS race. Again, watching that on social media, I thought that was a good event to cover. Branches out a little bit from what I'm trying to do here. And also an opportunity to have some fun there. So looks like a good event that will have some good turnout. I encourage everyone to go check it out, whether in person or on Dirt Vision. The next week podcast here, we'll cover the results and any news and updates that come out over the sport within that time frame as well. So look forward to that. Again, my name is Sean. This is Slider Insider, and I look forward to seeing you next time.